This is NPR News.
It's 78 degrees at 6:33. I'm Alba Lara with WBEZ News. A Cook County judge has ruled that a man convicted in the deaths of two Chicago police officers in the 1980s will get a new trial. The judge found the man's confession was obtained through torture. WBEZ's Miles Bryan has more.
Jackie Wilson has long said that he only confessed because detectives working under disgraced Chicago Police Commander John Burge beat and shocked him. Today, Judge William Hooks agreed. In an order that took over 4 hours to read, Hooks blasted the officers involved in the case and the special prosecutor for arguing Wilson's confession wasn't coerced.
In this case, the state has no witnesses capable of contradicting Jackie's allegations who are worthy of belief.
Family members of the slain officers watched the hearing. They were visibly upset by the ruling. Wilson will have a chance at bail next week. Miles Bryan, WBEZ.
The judge in the murder case against Jason Van Dyke is making rulings, but it's impossible to know what they are. WBEZ's Chip Mitchell reports.
Van Dyke is the Chicago police officer who shot Laquan McDonald. News outlets have been pressing for more access to the case. But today, Judge Vincent Gaughan held a nearly half-hour closed session with prosecutors and defense attorneys. And when he was back on the bench, he spoke in code.
Concerning the expert witness that the defense has proposed, I'm changing my ruling on that. I made a ruling that the doctor would not be allowed to comment on the ultimate issue.
What doctor? And what's the ultimate issue? The court filings that would make it possible to know are sealed. Chip Mitchell, WBEZ.
A federal grand jury indicted two men in last week's shooting of an undercover ATF agent in Gary, Indiana. 25-year-old Bernard Graham of South Suburban Calumet City and 19-year-old Blake King of Chicago are each indicted on three counts, including assault with a deadly weapon and causing bodily harm. Both men are in custody and could face life in prison if convicted. The ATF agent is recovering from being shot in the chest and arm, but has been released from Methodist Hospital in Gary. The grand jury delivered its indictment Wednesday from the federal courthouse in Hammond, Indiana. Checking our weather tonight, increasingly cloudy, a chance of showers mainly in the north suburbs, a low of 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, more humid, a high of 89, but cooler near the lake. 90s and sunshine over the weekend. 78 now at O'Hara Midway, 66 at the lake. This is WBEZ.